Roger McGuinn, of course, an original founding member of the Byrds and a great friend of this radio station over the years. Roger, in his solo career, wrote a great song some time ago about his folk roots. And one of the great things about radio that I have always felt is that it is a transporter. It can transport you from place to place. It can transport you back in time. And that's what we're going to do right now, because Roger made a visit here on February 7th, 1981, a Saturday. So we are going to the archives for a little bit of transportation. He performed the song that I'm speaking about live on the air that afternoon. And if I push the right button, this is what it sounded like at NEWFM. Roger, we took things, wrote a great song some time ago about his folk roots. And one of the great things about radio that I have always felt is that it is a transporter. It can transport you from place to place. It can transport you back in time. And that's what we're going to do right now, because Roger made a visit here on February 7th, 1981, a Saturday. So we are going to the archives for a little bit of transportation. He performed the song that I'm speaking about live on the air that afternoon. And if I push the right button, this is what it sounded like at NEWFM. Roger, we took things in your past back to the Byrds days, but let's go even further back than that for just a couple of minutes and talk about some of your earliest influences in the direction of music.
Okay, well, when I was 17, I was into rockabilly and stuff, and I was at this small high school in Chicago. It had about 300 people in it, and this guy came in to play an assembly, and I saw this instrument come through the door, and I thought, oh boy, a guitar, you know. Well, it wasn't. It was a five-string banjo, and the guy behind it was named Bob Gibson, and he played this 45-minute set of folk tunes that I'd never heard before. I'd never heard folk music really before, except maybe Burl Ives or something. Right. You know? And he just blew my socks off, and I got into folk music as a direct result of hearing this guy. I went to the Old Town School of Folk Music and, you know, tried to be a folk singer after that, you know.
Did you later come to collaborate with Bob?
Well, he and I just sang. We did a record together once, I mean, where I backed him up and everything, but aside from that, we've just played together on stage a few times and everything. Although he helped me with the arrangement of Don't You Write Her Off.
Really?
Yeah, because it was twice as long, and he said, I think you ought to shorten it, and it worked.
Sure. I mean, it's such an economical record the way it is.
Yeah.
So this is something of a reunion, or...
I haven't seen him in quite a while, yeah. Maybe about 4 or 5 years.
Bob Gibson will be the opening act on Tuesday and Wednesday at the performances of the McGuinn Hillman Band at the Bottom Line in New York City. And isn't there another song that he had an influence on?
Or? Well, this song is about the Gate of Horn, where Bob Gibson used to play, and in fact, he's mentioned in the song, and it's called Gate of Horn.
Let's do it.
Going to the Gate of Horn, in my memory, red light flickering on a tablecloth, big dark beer in front of me. How I wish that I was there, standing at the bar. Listen to Bob Gibson play on his fine guitar. It was a big old 12 string and it went like this. Glad I was Chicago born. Gate of Horn meant everything to me. Gate of Horn, glad I was Chicago born. Gate of Horn meant everything to me.
That's super. Did you write that, Roger?
Yeah, I wrote it with Jacques Levy.
I love I love biographical rock songs. I mean, truly, ones that you can... I mean, the one that comes to mind, of course, is one that you're mentioned in prominently, that John Phillips did some years ago, Creek...
Yeah, Creek Alley.
Creek
right?
Alley.
Yeah.
But there's just something so personal and special about songs like that.
Yeah, Jacques Levy said, is there anything that you long for in your past? And I said, well, there's this great folk club back in Chicago that I'd love to go back to, but they tore it down. And so we wrote the song.
And there's the song. Yeah. Are you and he still collaborating?
We haven't for a few years, but it's not out of the question. We wrote One More Chance together, which was, you know, released a while back.
So. Yeah. While we were on this subject, I spoke some months ago to Pete Seeger.
Oh, yeah.
About what he thought of your taking his arrangement of Turn, Turn, Turn to the charts, and he could not have been any more delightful about it. You know?
Great.
In fact, he told a wonderful story about how that came to be. Uh-huh. It came to be because a song publisher was asking him for a hit.
Uh-huh.
They wanted a hit from Pete Seeger, and that's probably the furthest thing from his mind.
Yeah.
And so he just took, he had those lines of the Bible in his pocket, and he took it out over the phone and almost as a joke put it together into some kind of a musical form for the guy, and the response was, that's it.
That's amazing.
That's just what we want.
and it was a number one hit.
Well, now, how did you come upon that one after the two Dylan things in a row?
I was on a bus tour with the Byrds, and somebody asked me, do you know that old song, that Pete Seeger song, Turn, Turn, Turn? And I said, yeah. And at that point, I played everything in the Byrds style. You know, I mean, I had learned it as a folk song, but I started playing it with the, you know, like, kind of thing, you know. And it came out like that, so.
It came out like this.
Oh, yeah.
WFM, the Byrds, from their greatest hits, and in fact their number one recording of Pete Seeger's arrangement from the Book of Ecclesiastes, Turn, Turn, Turn. We heard Roger before that, an interview conducted here on Saturday, February 7th, 1981, when he was in town for some appearances with the now defunct McGuinn Hillman Band. Using radio as transportation will be another thing that we do very often here at 102.7 on Sunday mornings between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. In fact, maybe we'll put that whole segment together for you on one future Sunday morning. Also wanted to tell you that we're trying to get a hold of the recent Joni Mitchell interview that ran on FM and in the pages of Musician Magazine. We'll try and share a rerun of that with you on some future Sunday. And right now, we will be back with more of our Sunday concert right after these messages.
The Sears Big Sale rolls on. Our biggest automotive sale ever. The Sears 55 battery is on sale now. $15 off 1982 fall general catalog prices while quantities last. And get $5 off the Muzzler muffler installed. Save $10 on a two-wheel brake job and get 25% off the WeatherWise all-season radio. At Sears Tire and Auto Centers, we install confidence. Sears.
Don't think small. Go for it all. Give it 100%. That's McDonald's and you.
Miss Carpenter, you're next.
No, I'm not going to be scared. I can't be. I've rehearsed every single step of this routine for 1,000 hours, and I'm gonna go out on that stage. out and dance it better than I've ever danced it before. 1,000 hours of rehearsing and all I've got is this one try. One try. But I'm gonna give it everything I've got. And maybe, no, not maybe.
Miss Carpenter, you're on.
Be the best, not like all the rest. Give it 100%.
Come to McDonald's, because we give 100% with everything we do, too. Like 100% grade A egg served up farm fresh. And nothing beats 100%.
Nothing else satisfies like 100%.
I got it!
100%. That's McDonald's and you.
They're new. They're exciting. They're fun to watch. They're the New Jersey Devils at the Meadowlands. You've never seen a team play harder. You've never seen fans get so excited, so involved, cheering on their team, following every play, every shot, with a great view of the action from every seat at the most impressive rink in the country. Don't miss the Devils for the most exciting NHL experience of your life. We'll make a Devils advocate out of you. Get your tickets. Visit or call the Meadowlands Arena, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, 201-935-3900, 201-935-3900. Charge it on Visa or MasterCard, or use Ticketron.
See the Quebec Nordiques Monday, January 10th, and watch the highest scoring line in the National Hockey League face off against the fabulous Snazny Brothers. It's 7:35 p.m. Don't miss it. Pete Fornital at 102.7 Mixed Bag 3. We continue now with our Sunday concert, a new feature. And this week we are featuring the Weavers live at Carnegie Hall on NEWFM.
Kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
When I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking over what I had missed. Got me a girl, I kissed her and then, oh Lord, I kissed her again.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
I thought I heard the captain say,
pay me my money down.
Tomorrow is our sailing day.
Pay me my money down. Oh, pay me, oh, pay me. Pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down. Oh, pay me, oh, pay me. Pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail.
Pete, I have heard you play that melody, I believe, for all of 20 years.
15, but who's counting?
The thing is, doesn't that song have any words? I've never heard you sing the words.
Tell the truth, Lee, I looked it up in Francis James Child, you know, collection of English ballads, all 40 verses of them, and each one is dumber than the last. I've never had enough stomach to be able to sing them. I gave thee this, I gave thee that, and yet thou wouldst not love me. Alas, my love, you do me wrong to treat me so discourteously. When I have suffered oh so long, delighting in your company, green sleeves was all my joy. Green sleeves, my heart and soul.
If you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line.
I may be right and I may be wrong.
I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Oh, well, the Rock Island Line, it is a mighty good road. Oh, well, the Rock Island Line, it is the road to ride. The Rock Island Line, it is a mighty good road. Well, if you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line.
At NEWFM, that is our Sunday concert for this Sunday, January 9th, the Weavers at Carnegie Hall. And speaking of concerts, earlier this week, many of you may have caught it, Channel 13 broadcast a concert taped last year called Tom Rush at Symphony Hall, A New Year. It'll probably be rerun, so please check your listings for further runnings of the show. And right now, here is Stacey Kahn with a review.
Okay, thank you, Pete. Tom Rush, one of the trailblazers of New England's coffee house circuit, you might say, returned to his roots at Symphony Hall in Boston. Granted, it might not seem the ideal setting for someone who's considered to be one of the most important products of the Great American Folk Revival, but the hall was set up coffee house style. That's about as close to heaven on earth as a performer gets, Rush says. And he delivered, sounding as strong as ever, the best of old and new, electric and acoustic, with a little help from his friends Emmy Lou Harris and David Brown. Maybe it was for the sake of television, but the crowd barely had a chance to work itself into a standing ovation when Rush quickly returned for an encore. It was planned. After all, everyone was waiting to hear No Regrets.
Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Sandy WFN. That was the only logical one to conclude with from our new feature Sunday concert, The Weavers, live at Carnegie Hall. And good night, Irene. Good night for Mixed Bag 3 at 102.7. This is Pete Fornital. Stay tuned for Pete Larkin after the noon news. I will be back on Tuesday morning at 10. And, of course, next week, 10 a.m. to 12 noon on Sunday. And I promise you we'll have a title, but not without your help. Send your suggestions along, as well as any other comments you may have, to Pete Fornital, care of WNEW-FM in New York, 655 3rd Avenue, New York, 10017.